Hello, it's Wednesday, March the 23rd, and we're in Revelation 17, and I'm going to pick it up today in verses 7 through 14. We've seen the picture of the great harlot, the prostitute, but she's sitting on a beast that has seven heads and ten horns, and it gets a little complicated. The beast, I think, is the henchman of Satan. And we read that he, in verse 7, the angel said to me, "Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast with seven heads and ten horns that carries her. The beast that you saw was, is not, and is about to rise from the bottomless pit." In chapter 13, and the was and is not is a contrast, a dire contrast to the way that Jesus is described in the very opening chapter, that he was and is to come. And this is diametrically opposite. He was, but he is not. And behind this lies a myth that was prevalent at the late first century, that Nero, who had died, would return. And in a sense, he has returned. He has returned in the shape of Emperor Domitian, because Domitian is Nero Mark II, but he will ultimately go to perdition. In verse 9, we have seven heads, which are likened to seven mountains. Rome was built on seven hills on which the woman sits. It is a city, it is Babylon, it is Rome, she is a harlot. In verse 10, they're also called, the seven heads are also called seven kings, and they're probably seven emperors from Nero up to Domitian. If you count the number of emperors from Nero to the last one before Domitian, there are in fact 10 of them, but three of them actually only ruled for a matter of weeks. So John is just picking out the seven most dominant of those emperors. And then in verse 11, it gets a little complicated. "As for the beast that was and is not, it is an eighth, but it belongs to the seven and it goes to destruction." Oh my, that is really tough. The beast that was and is not is identified here as an eighth of the seven. From Nero up until the penultimate before Domitian was seven, and then comes Domitian, who is the eighth. And I think that's what he's trying to say. He's writing in code. He can't speak openly against Domitian. His life would be in danger. But he's speaking in code language to his first readers that the eighth has come or is coming, but he is going to go to perdition. And that was the word of comfort. Well, that's it for today. We'll finish off Revelation 17 tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.